Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Have your say on 0151 708 1059. Radio City Talk.
So, Merseyside Derby Day, what do you decide to do? You take your friend, who is a bloke, and you sit him in the main stand at Anfield. And then the police eject someone. Was that person David Downey? This is the narrative I've been pushing for the last hour. David, I can't believe you've not been listening. Did David Downey get ejected by the police at Anfield? Is that why he's 10 minutes late this morning? He's just been released from the cells.
Just
morning,
let me
David.
Good morning, Steve.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me, thankfully.
It was nearly
me, but someone went a bit further than I did and actually refused to abide by the laws that engulf Anfield, and he was thrown out instead of me.
We had the funniest front row seat for the best ejection we've ever seen. Right, so I said to David before the game, right, I'll take you along, but you behave yourself, both in the lounge and sat next to me. So, of course, but when Wayne Rooney gets his penalty, David stands up, he's going, penalty, yeah! And I said, Dave, just sit down, will you? So he sits down, and then we both stood up for the penalty. And then he scored, and he went ballistic, as did the man two rows in front. But 5 seconds into his ballistic celebrations, I gave him a jab in the ribs and said, sit down.
It was like a father telling off a petulant child,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And he went, oh, all right. But the guy in front, two rows in front of us, refused to listen to anyone. So everyone around him starts saying, sit down, will you? And he's going, I will not sit down. I will celebrate this. And it went on and on. At which point, even David was laughing at him.
Yeah.
And then the police frog marched him out and everyone patted him on the head as he went
past. But the guy sitting next to us said it right. It was almost like he wanted it to happen. Do you know what I mean? Because even the police officer come over and said, look, just sit down, mate, and, you know, everything's fine. But he just carried on, just laughing at people around him. And I thought it was really, really funny. It was so good.
I will not sit down. Anyway, 1-1. You're a little bit upset with some of the post-match reaction or the coverage of the Merseyside derby.
I wouldn't say I'm upset. I find it really, really funny because there's just sour grapes all over the place from the Liverpool hierarchy, the players, the manager, the fans, the manager and the players, actually. I mean, seeing some of the comments, I think Dejan Lovren accused, was it Dominic King, of being an Evertonian? Jürgen Klopp's head still rolling around Anfield Road, I think, trying to find Craig Pawson. I'm just staggered to see that level of unprofessionalism in the hierarchy.
And yet, Big Sam's at home with a slice of bread with Bovril on it.
Big Sam is sitting there right now with his fingers in a Marmite jar. Don't you worry about that. Enjoying his bacon on toast. He's giving the morning off. Big Sam's loving this right now. It's what he lives for.
We had Dom on earlier on the show, and he didn't want to delve too deeply into this conversation he'd had with Dejan, because it sounds like it all went off. A little bit of fireworks.
I mean, I've had a few conversations this morning, and I mean, I find it hilarious the way it transpired yesterday, because Everton didn't deserve a thing after that game. I think it was, well, I found out this morning, the lowest percentage anybody has ever had in possession in the Premier League. 21% possession Everton had.
Well, I said to you tonight at half-time, well, what's the percentage stats, David? And you went, or maybe 70.
Yeah.
And then obviously we found out subsequently it was even more than that for Liverpool.
Yeah, it was incredible. But nonetheless, you know, you look at the rest of the stats. Liverpool only had 3 shots on target. And I was only sitting there watching the highlights last night thinking, Jordan Pickford didn't have a hell of a lot to do, really, did he? Because Liverpool was so wasteful in possession. They got the balls in the right areas, but there weren't any real shots on goal, apart from the one Mane should square. If he squares that, it's 2-0, it's game over. It's a question of how many then. And I think Liverpool have got no one to blame in this but themselves. You can moan all day long about the penalty. I think if there's contact in the box these days, players are going to go down and give referees the chance to award it. I think it was a penalty. I think it was still soft. When we saw it first without a replay, I thought there were 2 hands in the back. Subsequently seen the replay. And Calvert-Lewin does what all good strikers do and puts himself between the defender and the ball and waits for contact. I think that he puts himself in that position for Lovren to do that. I think it's just really, really silly from Lovren what he does, because he could just easily back away there, jockey him to the corner. I mean, he's not exactly clean through on goal. And you know, it was daylight robbery. I've got to sit here and say that was an awful performance from Everton. But give me it every day of the week at Anfield to come away and feel the way I do and see Liverpool fans just losing their heads all over the place.
Are you saying Jurgen Klopp knows nothing about football?
I'm not saying he knows nothing about football. Well, he sounded like Donald Trump after the game, didn't he? If you don't, I don't want to talk to people who don't agree with me and all of this. And it just stunk of just.
Oh, at least
real
he apologised. It wasn't like he wandered.
I'll give
off
him that. No, yeah. But I have to say, Steve, us being journalists and in this industry, how good was Patrick Davidson from Sky?
Did very well, but he was a I just thought he was a tiny bit patronising and interrupting for me, you know. And when he threw in the one about a lot of former players have said the other thing, all right, he's trying to back himself up, but. You know, it's not about having an argument with Jurgen Klopp, is it? It's just about getting Jurgen's perception of things.
It was Klopp not patronising to him, basically laughing in his face.
Yeah, he was, but I think as an interviewer, sometimes you don't have to offer that back.
I think he stood his ground. I think that Jeff Shrees, for instance, who's, you know, I don't really rate him as a journalist, I think he'd just walk away or laugh that off, like he has done with Mourinho, but... I think that was really good journalism.
It's tough sometimes asking those questions to a manager. And they're in such a... I've never seen Jurgen Klopp in that sort of mood before. It was almost like the emotions had taken him to a different extreme yesterday.
I thought he was desperate to be vindicated in the selection. Making six changes, and Alan Shearer was fantastic on it last night on Match of the Day too. He said that, you know, why are you taking out a lad who's just scored a hat-trick in a 7-0 victory in midweek? And I understand rotation, I understand there's games coming up, but six changes, that's a lot. And I said to you when we saw the team in the lounge, I said, you know what, my ears pricked a little bit when I heard that team, because I thought Everton should have a chance here, because it wasn't Liverpool's strongest lineup. And it seems to follow this narrative of this Fab Four that everybody's talking about. Klopp's been really keen to deter people from saying that, because he wants it to be seen as a collective effort. And it's almost like he's thought, well, I'll show these... By taking these lads out, we can still win a derby game. They still should have won the derby game, I'm not denying that. But, you know, them accusations are going to be thrown at you as a manager. You take your best players out of a team and you don't win the game. There's rightly going to be questions.
Right, let's just focus on a couple of Everton things. So, I kept saying to you in the game, Idrissa Gueye, he's doing well, isn't he? And he what? I think you've got to 90 minutes, should have gone, or for Everton, who was the most effective Everton player? It was Idrissa Gueye, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I mean... In the context of the game, I mean, yeah. I think Danny Murphy was saying it's the best game he's seen him all season. Well, that's debatable, but it's easy to get stuck in the hyperbole of a game like that. But I thought he was good in terms of the game. I thought he kept disciplined. He was on a yellow card as well after a while. Made some fantastic tackles with Mane. He had some real ding-dong battles. There's one that we've seen that was right in front of us where Mane's running down the right-hand side and Gueye keeps up with him, takes the ball and runs up the other end. I thought he was really good for Everton. He showed a professionalism that has been missing at Anfield in recent years. He stood up and he was counted. And I don't think you can say that about many players over the years for us at Anfield. And
well, he was decent.
I thought he was good.
Youthful exuberance from Jonjo Kenny, who again put in a good shift, didn't he?
Kenny was really, really good, yeah. He looks like he's going to be growing in confidence every game. It was a game for him. I think he's a better defender than he is attacker. And it was a game for him to get stuck in. He loved it. We saw a slide tackle, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he almost celebrated it, because that is exactly his forte. And I thought Calvert-Lewin was really good as well. He stuck to his guns, as was Rooney, who was as disciplined as it comes. And I've seen him, because as Everton fans, we've accused him a lot this season of playing out of position when he's been told to play in a particular role. He goes wandering to try and affect the game. He didn't do that against Liverpool. He stuck to where Allardyce told him to play. And in the second half, he provides that excellent ball for the penalty.
And can you keep Cuco Martina in the team? I think he's got a really bright future and worthwhile. I've been involved in the FA Cup game at the start of January.
He's got a really bright future at Asda or something like that. They don't want him near the Everton team anymore, that's for sure. Do you know what the funny thing was? I said to you up until the point of Salah scoring, I thought, he's played Mohamed Salah really well, that lad, today. He's done all right there. And then he sort of nutmegs himself and then sits down. And then it's a goal. Yeah, I mean, he's as makeshift as it gets, isn't he? But, you know, Liverpool talk about making so many changes. You look how many players we had out. We had three right-backs playing in our back four.
Right, best moment of the day when the blue-red went to Anfield together was when the man of the match came in the lounge afterwards and Dave sat there going, I'm not getting up. And I made him get up to have his picture taken with Joe Gomez.
Hang on, why did he make me get up?
No, I made him get up to have a conversation.
Tell the listeners why you made me get up.
So they could win a couple of programmes signed by Joe.
Okay, yeah.
But then, do you know what he says to Joe Gomez? You might be playing for us one day. I mean, what a childish thing to say to Joe Gomez. And Joe Gomez said, Yeah, right.
No, no, that's a complete fabrication.
That is where the Monday moan ends. Thank you, David Downey.
Radio City Talk with Steve Hothersall. Have your say on 0151 708 1059.